So what I've learned over the years is that if you really want to be an effective communicator, what you really got to learn to do is have enough flexibility that you can change modes quickly. So that if a person is in any mode, doesn't matter what mode they're in, you can enter their world rapidly. So in other words, if their visual go, yeah, I see that, I can picture that, sure. Their auditory, you go, I hear what you're saying. Hey, that clicks for me. And if they're kinesthetic, you can go, hi. No. In fact, if you're really gonna be effective, you must become what I call the totally integrated man or the totally integrated woman. Here's the practical value. Let's think about something here. Success in life comes from recognizing patterns. Patterns. Pattern recognition is what gives anyone an advantage in life. At the most basic level, most of you, if you had to leave this room immediately, know how to get out of here because you recognize patterns, not because you've been through those doors so many times, but you recognize there are only so many doors and you've learned, some you push, some you pull, some you twist, so you know how to get that result because there's only so many patterns. Someone who is a great musician knows the patterns of music that will move you most. Michael Jackson knew how to move his body at one time in his life that would make people feel a certain way. We won't go any further than that. Okay? So anyone, you know, Michael Jordan understands the patterns and he's on the court, he knows what's coming at him and he can anticipate it. He has superior pattern recognition. Well, when you understand a pattern, it gives you power. Like when you notice someone's in visual, you know how to connect with them. Whereas before, you didn't even notice the pattern. You didn't know what was going on. How about Michael Jackson? Seriously, when did he become a superstar? He'd been a star his whole life. What album? Thriller sold more albums than any album in the history of planet Earth. Okay? So it was fairly popular. Now, what made that happen? Well, let me ask you a question. Did Michael Jackson look anything like what he looked like in just his previous album called Off the Wall? Yes or no? It looked like totally different people, didn't it? Now, what's interesting is when this album came out called Thriller, something else started the same month. Anybody know what particular thing started? MTV. So all of a sudden, for the first time, we didn't just hear music, but we had there was this person you could move and look. And all of a sudden, we had all these other feelings and sensations to feed the music that no one had ever seen before. This man could move like no one. Created this energy and this power and this feeling that got attached to the music. Think that played a little role in increasing it? You bet. Plus, Michael did not look like he looked. All of a sudden, Michael even sculpted his body to meet the largest number of people's criteria in the culture, which is, for example, high cheekbones are highly valued in the culture. We've promoted those as a culture. So he made high cheekbones, whereas before he had big round cheeks. He changed his hair so it was almost androgynous. He sculpted his lips, his eyes, everything to try and appeal to the largest number of people he could. How many think he would have sold just as many albums if he looked the way he did in the previous album? Let me see your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people out of 2,000. No way. No way. Now, it's not just music, though. Let's look at movies. How about, I'll give you a movie that was a movie that won the Academy Award. So you would think it'd be popular. A Passage to India. How many of you saw that movie, A Passage to India? Raise your hand. Keep your hand up. Look around the room. Not even 10% of the room saw it. Keep your hand up for a second. Drop your hand if you didn't thoroughly enjoy the movie. If you didn't thoroughly enjoy it, drop your hand. So if you look around the room, not even 10% saw it. Less than half of them really enjoyed it. Okay, and it won the Academy Award. Drop your hands. Now, would you say that movie was a visually paced movie, an auditorily paced movie, or a kinesthetically paced movie? Which one? Comatose. It was about 4.5 hours. Now, if you liked it, I understand. I'm sure it was really pretty and beautiful, but I don't need 4.5 hours to see pretty and beautiful, right, personally. So what happened was I remember sitting there, and they had an intermission after 2 hours. And there was this big trial that supposedly this is building up to, and I thought, the movie was so terrible up to that point, I thought, something amazing is going to happen in this trial. Nothing happened in the trial. At one point, nothing had happened. There was these monkeys in the background. I thought, those monkeys are going to do something nobody else has. And the movie ends with a guy getting in the carriage, and you hear the voice go over, and the voiceover says, and I never saw him again. That's it. In the theater I was in, I heard 4 guys in the front row who'd been roped into going there, cursing as they're going outside. Right? It did not appeal to a mass number of people. It had critical acclaim, but it was not popular, and very few people saw it, and very few people really enjoyed it. I'm not saying you shouldn't have, but very few people did. That's the facts. So let's take another old movie. How about the original Back to the Future picture? How many saw Back to the Future? Let me see a show of hands. Now keep your hands up and look around the room. It's like 98% of the room saw this picture. Keep your hand up. Drop your hand if you didn't thoroughly enjoy it. If you didn't thoroughly enjoy it, drop your hand. Almost all of you saw it. Almost all of you said you thoroughly enjoyed it. That's interesting. Well, let's see if there's a pattern here. Was that a visually paced movie, an auditorily paced movie, or a kinesthetically paced movie? Which one? Which one? How many think it was all three? Yeah, it was like, ba-boom, and all of a sudden the time machine exploded and that crazy professor walks around in a total visual mode, right? And then there's all the auditory jokes. Okay, if you're from the future, who's the president? Ronald Reagan. The actor? Right? And then there's those kinesthetic moments, like when his mom is trying to hit on him. Remember that? Feeling it. Right? So all three are in it. So all three are in it, and it had tremendous congruency in all three modes. Really visual, really auditory, really kinesthetic in points.